Good evening, folks. It is Saturday the 19th of November, day 19 of Napa Promo and Creativity X. I'm very tired indeed. Yesterday was a really, really long day, and I got home feeling next door to dead. And today is not really the recovering day I would have liked, having been looking after two kids on my own for a good portion of the day. So I'm sort of kicking back now they're in bed. So, yesterday I had you looking at a sense of place, a lot of people thought about local landmarks, which wasn't quite what I was after. What I was after was details of the place that make that place look like where you live. You know, I wasn't really talking necessarily about the obvious things. I was talking about, smaller details. That was just a little bit of feedback for those images that we had yesterday. Because, I mean, they were good images, but I wasn't really looking for landmarks. Your assignment for today, it is about time that we got onto one of the slightly trickier elements of what I want to cover in Creativity X. I want to talk about light. And I remember I said some years ago something that has been thrown back at me a number of times since then. It is very easy to get caught up in the subject that you want and not think about whether or not the shot is really there. And more often than not, if the shot's not really there, you can, for example, be stood in London beside the Thames looking at Tower Bridge, which is an iconic London photo. And you might want to take that photograph of Tower Bridge. But if the sun's behind Tower Bridge, all you're ever going to get is a silhouette. And there's nothing you can do. The shot's just not there. If you want to get that shot, you're going to have to go and either stand on the other side of the bridge or wait for a different time of day. And, you know, sometimes you've just got to accept that the pictures you might want to take based on what subjects you want to get are not available to you. And what I suggest is stop looking into the sun, turn around, and find out what's behind you. Find pictures where the light is going. So I'm going to get you guys thinking about light. And the first step in this on this little journey is to grab yourself a torch, or a flashlight if you're an American, and I would like you to find a subject and spotlight it. I would like you to use a single light source, like a torch or a flashlight or something, just a single light source and spotlight something, and try and make the spotlighting be for a reason. You know, so throw something into a little spotlight and take a picture of it like it's a star, maybe like it's on stage or you know, some sort of feature that you particularly think stands out. Excuse me. Yes, I'm still poorly. So that's your assignment for today. Spotlight. As usual, upload to Google+, tag it with CreativityX, and I will comment on as many as I can. I do apologise, just had to pause while I coughed my guts up there. I'm not sure who's actually posted in the last 24 hours. Let's have a quick look. I'm working my way through. We've had Luke Moreau, Jen Thorpe, Mary-Andy Griffiths, Neil Hopkins, Rob Griffiths, Georgina Allen, Rob Allen, Nancy Hayes, Will Kay, Georgina Allen. I think we've had most people. So thank you to everybody for posting. I will go back and comment on as many as I can before I eventually crash and burn for this evening. And as always, I will catch up with you guys tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.